Okay, so we were continuing in the Gemara. The Gemara's treatment of the third case in the Mishnah, where we have 100 figs, Maaser, 100 figs, Chulin. You have to give 110 figs. Take 110 figs, 10 you designate a Truman Maaser, 100 are Chulin, and 110 have to be sold for the Kohen for the price of 100 because he has rights to 10 as Truman Maaser. So Amar Rebbe Mana. Cholkin al Rabbi Lazar ben Arach. This all argues on Rabbi Lazar ben Arach. Ditani, because the Braita tells us in Trumot, Maser Tevel shenetaser b'chulin, if Maser Rishon, that is Tevel, i.e., it hasn't a Trumot Maser been given from it, which is mixed in with fully fixed Chulin, im yesh lo parnasam imakom acher, if you have Tevel from somewhere else that you can use to be mafresh, motzin lefi cheshbon. So you separate the amount that you need. So if you, for example, you have 100 units of Maaser Rishon that fall into the Chulin, you need to separate the 11 and a ninth measures of Truman Maaser, as we've talked about above, when you're, right, this is the amount when you're being mafresh mi bachutz. V'imlav, and if you don't have others, relazim arach omer yikra shem l'trumat maaser shabo. So you designate the Truman Maaser within the Maaser mixture itself, and then it is simply batel. Meaning that, right, because there's 100 parts of Chulin here, and since it's batel and 100, so then it will be mutter, and the entire thing will go to the non-Kohen. So the third case of our Mishnah, again, where Maaser Rishon was mixed with Chulin, our Mishnah says you have to separate 110 figs, and then sell it to the Kohen. But here, Korin Lazan Arach, you shouldn't have to do that. What you should do is you should choose 10 figs, and one after the other become Trumat Maaser, and then allow each one to be Batel in turn. Right, so this is... right, so if you look at the Mara Fulda... He says, "V'noda Truman Maaser mitoch of Hader Mechal, Maaser Shein al Mada Nasa Chulin Metukanin, etc." Aval Tana Medin Lo Sri Leir Lazman Arach Im Kain He Dein Lo Parnas Makom Acher Lama Matzich Alizo Meya Sir Yikra Shein the Truman Maaser mitoch of Maaser B'Zachar Zaviyala B'Chod Meya. It separate one after the other. You shouldn't have to find from outside. Just do it one at a time and let it be Batel. Now this is a little bit problematic, right? Because of the halacha of Chozer v'Neur, right? So this is halacha in Yerodea. That's right, we know from Yerodea that when something is batel, but then more quantity of the Esser is added to it, so then it is reawakened and becomes Esser. So how do you explain it? So this is a little bit complicated. So there's a lot of machloket about the halacha of Chozer v'Neur. So some mafarshim, for example, if you look in the Shach there, say that that Chozer v'Neur only applies by Isurim De'oraita. Now, in our case, where the Trumat Maaser and the Mutter figs are Yavesh, so the halacha is Yavesh b'Yavesh, and it min b'mino, on a De'oraita level, right, if it's dry, and on a biblical level, all you need is a simple majority, and the 101 is only midirabanan. So maybe in this case, we would not apply chozer v'neur. Furthermore, the Rama says there, right, that that chozer v'neur only applies in cases, right. I'm sorry, so the Rama doesn't have these distinctions. Right, where he just says, right, Chozer v'Neur, that when you have something which is Chozer v'Neur, Loshna bin b'mino, Loshna bin b'sheino mino, Loshna yavesh v'yavesh, Loshna lach v'lach, Loshna no d'minayim, lo no d'mintayim, right, he just says, right, none of these make any differences. But Truma might be the exception. I mean, this is noted, right, because here, whenever you're mevatel truma, you're supposed to pay the kohen for the monetary component. Right? We've talked about this before. The truma has two aspects, right? It's the monetary part to the kohen plus the isser. So once you remove it and pay to the Kohen, there's nothing to be chozer v'neur, right? Because at some level you've already designated something as truma, and therefore maybe this case is unique in that way. Now again, everyone agrees that trumat ma'aser is batel echad b'me'ah, or the 100 to 1 ratio. It's just that here the chachamim don't let you do this because this would be a case ostensibly of ein mevatlin iser lechatchila, where you are nullifying lechatchila, which you're not supposed to do, and it could be the Rosh doesn't care about that. The interesting thing is that that the Gemara tries to prove this specifically from the third case in the Mishnah, and not the first case, which is just 100 Tevel and 100 Chulin, where our Mishnah says you have to take 101, right? The 100 to make sure that you have some, which is Tevel, and then 1 is Trumat Maaser. According to Lazan Arach, ostensibly that would not be necessary because you would just designate one fig as Trumat Maaser and allow it to be Batel by the 100 Chulin that are there. So why don't we prove it from the first case? Why do we wait till the third case? So it really just comes down to a girsa, because the girsa and the Gemara that the Marafolda had is Maaser Tevel Shin Tarev Bechulin. So if you're dealing with Maaser and Chulin, it must be that it's from the third case. However, some just take out the word Maaser and say that it's Tevel Shin Tarev Bechulin, and then in case, and if that's the case, then in fact, yes, the position of Elazar Marach can be proven both from the first case and the third case in the Mishnah. So now, in turn to Amud Bet, the Gemara suggests that, no, maybe this is not true. Maybe we can actually find a way to explain the laws of Marach in accordance with the Mishnah. So Amar Rabbi Ba Bar Mamal, Tifta B'dvarim She'ein Lohem Aliyah. It could be something that isn't Batel, right? So many things aren't Batel. Beria is not batel, Davar Chashuv is not batel, right? Certain important things, but here we're talking about Davar Chashuv, right? So these are like it goes a prach and rimone bedan and sealed casks of wine, and according to Rabbi Kiva, homemade loaves of bread. So they're not batel. So if it would be batel, in fact, yeah, you could do this, but maybe our mission is dealing with things which are not batel, and that's why you have to rely on this, because you can't be mevatel to it, mevatel it. Now, the Achronim interestingly point out that this Gemara seems to go against the position of the Mordechai, that Bittel doesn't apply when the Isser only takes a place when it's already mixed. However, here it clearly does. So this is a question on that position. So now the Gemara says, Rehil ben Pazi boy v'yiftza, why don't you crack open the nuts or the pomegranates or whatever? Okay, because these things are only chashuv when they are full, when they are complete. So why don't you create a situation which they can be batel? So I'm Rabbi Yonah, mutar lifatzeya, lo kein tanina nitbatua, I go zim, bishavar. Habatchila lo. He said, what are you talking about? That's only if it happens. But there's a prohibition of ein mevatlin iser lechatchila. You can't create such a situation of bitl. That's why you can't do it. Now, what exactly is the nature of this? So the Ravid holds that it's actually oraita. And the reason is because we learn many of these halachot from the El Nazir, from the pasuk in Bamidbar Perikvah, v'lakach kohen zroa b'sheila, the kohen takes the zroa, that you, right, and the way we learn it is that since you cook this zroa, which is aser tzarim, with the rest of the ayil, the rest of the ram, and in mevatel, right, so we have a pasuk, that in this case it's mutar, so in other cases it is Asur min ha-Torah. Tosvot thinks that it's dirabanan. The reason is very simple, right? Because you don't want everyone to go and be mevatel isurim, right? Because then what is the point of expanding, right? If bitul midaraita is in rov, so what are we doing? Going by shishim, right? It's pointless if you could just be mevatel it lichatchila. The Chatam Sofer also thinks that it's d'oraita, but he has a different pasuk from Trefa. By Trefa we say la'kelav tash lechunoto, and by Nevela we say la'ger sher b'sharech nenavach Allah o machor le'nachri. And if it was mud, so why would the Torah say that you should give the Nevela and the Trefa to the non-Jews if you can mevatel it? The Torah would just have you do it. So by implication, on a d'oraita level, there's a problem with ab initio creating a situation of bittul. Now again, there are exceptions to this rule. So, for example, Tosfot thinks that by things that have no isur, no ikur min haTorah, you're allowed to do it, possibly by mukta. Some say that's only if it was mixed in already. That's the position of Torah Bayit. If the isur is going to get burnt anyways, then maybe you're allowed to mevatel lechatchila. That's the position of the Rush. Some say there's a special heter by Trumat Chutz Laretz, the position of the Ramban. All types of different parameters, but that's just a little bit about some of the basics of Vatlan Isser al-Khatkhila. So the but at any rate it's Asr, and that's why the Gemara is saying you don't do that here. So now we go back to the Mishnah, where the Mishnah had said that Mea Tevel v'tisha Meiser v'chulei Zakla. If you have 100 figs of Tevel mixed with 90 Meiser Rishon, with Shumat Meiser not been given, so the rule is that as long as the Tevel is more than the Meiser Rishon, you don't lose anything. So Rabbi Yonah, but Kine Matnita, this is what the Mishnah means, called Manchatavam Rubal Meiser Eser. As long as the Tevel is more than the Meiser by 10, or the same percentage, Lo Hifsid Klum, you don't lose anything, right? How do we get there? So, again, if we have Tevel, which is 100, Meiser, which is 90, so then there's a difference of 10 between the Tevel and the Meiser. Now, that establishes the percent that we're talking about. So the 10 extra here is a tenth of the total amount of Tevel. So anytime there's a tenth, so then you won't lose anything. Right? Because then you have enough to... Right to to separate the 10%, right, and make the Tanai that these are Tevel and they're Meiser Rishon Bavavadin, and then Trumat Meiser and the whole mixture. And if they're Meiser, the Meiser Rishon, the Tevel is on the north, and da 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 da, etc. But if you had, let's say, 110 Tevel and 100 Meiser, meaning less than 10%, it wouldn't be enough to separate and make that Tanai. Now, because in that case, the chiyuv is 10 for Meiser and 1.1 for the Tevel, so the total will be 11.1, but a tenth of the Tevel is only 11. So there's too little Tevel to fix the entire thing. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Rabbi Levitana b'shem Rabbi Yonah, kol Tevel da'anan kaimen hacha, Tevel rishon l'sheni. What we're dealing with here are things that are Tevel for both Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. And again, as we've seen before, the assumption here is that Truma has already been given. So now the Mishnah, right now, the Mishnah had said that if the Tevel is more than the Meiser by a tenth, so then the owner doesn't have to lose anything. So now the Gemara gives another case in which the owner can avoid losing anything, according to some opinions. There are many, many different shittos here. I'm just going to follow one. Trust me, it is confusing. So Rabbi Avo Amar did Palgon Rabbi Dostai Rabbi Yana. There's a machloket Rabbi and Rabbi Dostai, the son of Rabbi Yona. Chanam Ra'osa Oto Sheni L'makom Acher. So one says that if you want to avoid having to make 101 selling to the Kohen, so what you should do is make the Tevel, the mixture of Meiser Sheni for other fruit, and then fix those fruit Meiser Sheni, and then redeem the Meiser Sheni of the entire mixture for himself, right? Because once the fruit becomes Meiser Sheni, it's exempt from Meiser Rishon and Trumat Meiser. So the Tevel and Chulin have been mixed. You can avoid having to sell the 101 fruits to the Kohen by declaring all the Tevel in the mixture of Meiser Sheni and something else, thereby making it that it's not Chayv in Meiser Rishon. Now, even though you're not supposed to do things out of order, so it could be that especially this case is demai. So we saw that there's some shittos who say that the order issue is not a problem in demai, but this, of course, depends on this being a case of demai and not tevel, which, as we've seen, is a machloket. Right. So according to the way The stiper said, "Is yeah, you're right. Maybe this only works there, but we're just giving you a case. At least in some circumstances, would work." Again, right? If you look at the Mefarshim, you'll see that there's many, many different pirushim here. So we'll just we'll go with one pirush. V'charna amar. Now, if you turn to Ayin Vav, the Gemara says, and another said, Ose kula sheni lamakom acher. He can make it sheni maaser sheni for something else. Umafrin rishon lamakom acher, but he still has to separate maaser rishon. Because according to this sheet, while you're allowed to separate maaser of demai out of order, it doesn't cancel the obligation of maaser rishon. So you can do this, but you'll still be chayv in maaser. So now the Gemara had dealt with the case of Tevel and Maaser that came mixed together in equal amounts. And now what do we do in the case where the majority is Maaser? So Manan Kayamin. So what do we hold in the following case? Now others say that no, this line is not a new case, but rather ends the previous case. Right, and manan kayamin bidmai, right? Well, the way you read it is just that the gears here is manan kayamin. What do we deal with demai? This is how the stipler quotes it, but again, there isn't that that girsa. So manan kayamin, meya maser v'tishim tevel. If you have 100 meiser and 90 of tevel mixed together, no tel tishim u'shnayim chaser isor echad. You have to take 92 minus a tenth, i.e. 91.9, to make sure that you have enough truma for the whole mixture. So again, it goes like this, that you need, right, 10 and 9 tenths for truma maaser, right, for the 190. So you need 10 for maaser and 9 tenths for the 90 of tevel. However, the 90 tevel can only produce 90 maaser rishon. So if you remove only 90, it's possible that all 90 are tevel, which allows you only to designate 9 as trumat maaser. So you have to remove another 1 and 9 tenths to be sure of having 10 and 9 tenths, which are trumat maaser. Mea maaser shmonim tevel, notel shmonim v'shalosh chaser shnei esronim. So if you have 180, so then you need to take out 82.8. Just figure out the math in general, etc., etc., and that brings us already actually to the end of the Amud. To Ayin Vav Amud Bet is a new Mishnah that is halachet, but we'll stop here.